According to a university survey, about a third of UNC students struggled with food security last fall. But a proposed meal swipe donation plan could help address the issue on UNC's campus. Presented to the Board of Trustees at a meeting on January 22nd, the plan is an effort between student affairs and student government. UNC Dean of Students Desiree Rickenberg explained how it would allow students with meal swipes to spare to donate them to a student who requests one.
This meal plan program really allows for students who have that resource. And oftentimes it's the students who have it at maybe a higher level and abundance, if you will, who are looking at the end of the semester, sometimes the end of the year, and saying, I'm not going to use any of these. And so then how do we be able to, again, take a resource that students have already paid for and have a commitment to being able to give back to their communities?
According to the survey, more than half of students with meal plans had swipes left over at the end of the semester, and about a third of students reported they don't do anything with their remaining swipes. Rickenberg acknowledged how parents and families often help pay for a student's meal plan, but explained how the program to share extra swipes has received positive support from many parents. UNC student body president Jalea Taylor said peer universities like NC State and UNC Charlotte have already developed similar programs, and 96% of surveyed Carolina students supported the idea of donating their extra swipes to those in need. About 40% of those surveyed stated they would be interested in being a recipient. While UNC has existing food insecurity initiatives like the Carolina Pantry Network and the Edible Campus, executive manager of the Office of the Student Body President, Ella Howie, said they need more promotion and support. And she said the addition of a meal swipe program would help address that prevalent gap between students with excess swipes and those who need more. For those who do run out of swipes, the surveyed students said they typically rely on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, eating once a day to maximize remaining funds, asking classmates for swipes, or buying microwavable meals at the supermarket. But Howie said those options aren't always healthy or feasible.
I personally, freshman year, had a hard time with food insecurity because I didn't have my car on campus. And also the walkability to a grocery store is a little bit hard with Target being one of the only grocery stores available.
UNC currently offers a variety of meal plans in an effort to accommodate a student's schedule and needs. But Rickenberg said some students might opt for a smaller plan or no plan at all because it's what they can afford. She also said dietary restrictions or other financial obligations can be another deciding factor for them. For example, while student aid budgets include enough funds for an unlimited meal plan, students might choose to spend that aid differently. Trustee Marty Kotis suggested having a way for the larger community to donate to the program, like paying for swipes, so it's not merely students supporting other students. Taylor said she saw evidence of that kind of support during November's Pantry Bowl event.
A lot of those people that were donating were not even UNC students or UNC alum, but they were actually, you know, my family members who didn't even go to Carolina. So there's a lot of people that really want to buy into supporting students, especially when it comes to food insecurity on campus.
The student body president added how the new Carolina Financial Well-Being Center will also be a resource for students who might run out of swipes or money for food due to lack of financial literacy, like not knowing how to budget. Rickenberg said while students are coming from a variety of backgrounds and experiences, they are all superiorly qualified to be at Carolina. But she said you also have to be well to do well.
And so part of being well is knowing that you have a healthy meal in front of you and you have a roof over your head and that your basic needs are taken care of.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.